Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel Sanhedrin 83, and on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara cites a Tosefta from Maseches Krisus, which lists those sins which if a person does them, if a person violates these sins, they get what is known as Misa Bidei Shemayim, death from heaven. What is the distinction between death from heaven as opposed to other types of death, like, for example, kares? Kares is another form of death in the Torah which comes from heaven. So what is the distinction between Misa Bidei Shemayim and kares? So there are several approaches to this. Shari Tshuva says Misa Bidei Shemayim, death from heaven, means where you die younger than usual. So if you normally, for example, die at, you are supposed to be decreed from heaven that you're going to die at the age of 70 or 80, then if you do a sin that's in violation of Misa Bidei Shemayim, you're going to, let's say, according to Shari Tshuva, die at the age of 60. Rashi says that Misa Bidei Shemayim means that you're just going to die younger than you otherwise normally would have died, and however, it does not mean that your children will be affected by it. So your children will be unaffected by your sin. However, Rashi says that if you do a sin where you're worthy of the punishment of kares, then not only will you die earlier from heaven, but also your children will be punished in a similar manner from heaven as well. Whereas the Rivaz approach is to say that Misa Bidei Shemayim means you're going to die prior to 60, and kares means you're going to die prior to 50. So one of the, going back to our Tosefta, that one of the sins that we're mentioning, which we talked about in this Tosefta, that you're going to have Misa Bidei Shemayim, is if a Kohen serves in what's called Mechusar Begadim. If a Kohen serves in the temple missing one of the essential garments. We know that, biblically speaking, there are four garments that a Kohen is supposed to wear when he serves in the temple. What are the four garments? If he is a regular Kohen, he's supposed to wear Mechnasayim, the breeches, the Kesonis, the tunic, the Avnet, the sash, and the Mitznefes, the turban. And if he's a Kohen Gadol, in addition to these four garments, he's also supposed to wear four additional garments that are unique to the Kohen Gadol. And that is the Choshen, the breastplate, the Tzitz, the forehead plate, the Me'il, which is a type of robe, and the ephod, which is an apron. And so if any one of these garments is missing to the Kohen Gadol, or if the Kohen Hedjo, the regular Kohen, is missing one of these four garments of a Kohen, and he serves in the temple, then he is going to be worthy of Misa Bidei Shemayim, death from heaven. So the Gemara asks on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, what is the source for this? Where do we know that the Kohen who serves Mechusar Begadim is going to get death from heaven? So explains Rabbi Yochanan, and some say that it was in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, because he cites the verse from Exodus chapter 29, verses 8 and 9, where it says, Vespanav takriv, you'll bring your children close, v'hilbashtam kutonet, you place the kutonet upon them, v'chagartam V'chagarta otam avnet, you place the sash around them, you gird them with the sash, Aaron uvanav v'chashavta lehem migbaot, you're going to place the turbans upon them, and they shall be for you a kohunal chukas olam. They will be for you kohanim forever. And so from the fact that it states in the verse that as a result of them wearing these garments, they will be the kohanim, from here we learn, says our Gemara, bizman shebigdeim aleim kohunasim aleim. When they're wearing the garments, then the kohuna is still on them. But ain't bigdeim aleim, but when they're not wearing the garments, then the kohuna is not upon them. And then, since they are not like Kohanim, because they're not wearing their garments, then they are like Zarim. They are like non-Kohanim who are serving in the temple. And we've learned that a non-Kohen who serves in the temple, Shemesh, who serves in the temple, B'misa, is worthy of death. So therefore, just like a non-Kohen who serves in the temple is worthy of death, so too a Kohen who serves without his garment is going to be worthy of death. The Mordechai to Meseches Gittin, chapter 5, Mordechai, who died in 1297, the Rindfleisch massacres, records an incident about a Kohen who one time was actually serving, attending to Rabbeinu Tam, the great Rabbeinu Tam, and he poured water on Rabbeinu Tam's hands as a way of serving him. And so there was a student there, and he said to Rabbeinu Tam, how could you do this? We've learned in the Yerushalmi Talmud, in Meseches Brachos, that somebody who's Meshtamish B'Kohuna, somebody who takes advantage advantage and uses a coin is considered to be mal, is considered to be like trespassing against something that is sacred. So how could you benefit from the coin by having the coin pour the water on your hands? And so Rabbeinu Tam responded that there is no kedusha b'zman hazeh, that there is no holiness today, and so therefore it's not considered to be trespassing to be using the coin. And so after he said this, he explained that the reason why there is no kahuna today is because the halacha is that b'zman shebigdeim aleihem, just like we learned from our Gemara, that the time when they're wearing their garments, they're considered to be kohanim, but when they're not wearing their garments, they're not considered to be kohanim, and so therefore today, since they're kohanim are not wearing their garments, they don't have the kedusha, they don't have this holiness, and therefore the kohen could pour the water on him. So if that's the case, the student says to Rabbeinu Tam, then the kohen should not have any holiness associated with him. It's not just serving you, he shouldn't have any holiness. And Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. So comes along the Rabbeinu Peter, Mordechai quotes, Rabbeinu Peter says that even though they have holiness, even though the Kohen still has holiness, he's able to waive that holiness. So because we are able to combine these two ideas, if it was just the fact that he was mechusar begadim, it wouldn't be enough. But we combine the fact that he's missing a garment and the Kohen is waiving his rights, and that's why, since the Kohen is being meichel, he's waiving his honor, that's why, since he's not wearing his garments of a kahuna today, he's able to serve a non-Kohen.